Hello and greetings everyone. Welcome to this podcast titled Future Drivers Podcast. We shall be talking everything trucks. Everyone in the trucking industry knows that the demand for drivers is on the constant rise. I shall be talking about best ways to hire millennial truck drivers in today's episode. Everyone in the trucking industry knows that the demand for drivers is constantly increasing. According to a 2017 report by the American Trucking Association, the industry is looking to hire nearly 900,000 additional drivers to meet growing demand. Statistics show that many of today's truck drivers are over 50 years old. The problem is that older, experienced truck drivers are retiring without adequate replacement. Here are three ways to hire millennial drivers. Reaching millennials using social media. Many vehicles rely on print magazines as a way to recruit new drivers and spread rumors about the industry. This works very well for older and more experienced drivers, but fleet managers need to get where they are if they want to attract a new young prospect. Currently, 3.48 billion people use social media. Nearly half of U.S. social media users are between the ages of 18 and 34. So, get your fleet company on social media to engage and recruit millennials through social media. Free CDL training for referred drivers. Many capable and qualified young men and women may be barred from driving trucks due to the high cost of education required to obtain a commercial driver's license. Learning to drive a truck can cost up to $8,000. For those just starting out and looking for their first job, this can be a big caution. Vehicle companies can offer free CDL classes to qualified truck driver candidates, increasing their chances of hiring new young workers. Understanding the generation gap. While truck drivers of the past lived in shabby shacks and ate fast food, today's younger generations are more concerned about their overall physical and mental well-being than their predecessors. Millennials eat fresh, less processed foods, cut back on junk food, and use fewer artificial ingredients. Installing an ergonomic mini kitchen on the trailer allows drivers to prepare healthy food themselves. Another big concern of millennials is pet ownership. Package Facts, a division of MarketResearch.com, stated in an article published in Pet Product News, millennials now make up 31% of all pet owners, and there are 43 million pet owners between the ages of 18 and 34 years old. The group, trucking companies need to let their employees pick up their naughty friends, and that's what millennials should do. Recruiting potential millennial truck drivers will go a long way in the driver crisis facing the country. Trucking companies need to be active on social media to reach millennials and promote their business. Offering free CDL training is a great incentive to encourage young entrants to join your vehicle. Also, understanding what millennials mean and making the necessary changes and upgrades to the cab will help satisfy millennials' interest in the trucking industry and increase the number of truckers in the company. Combating cargo theft. One of the biggest challenges that even practiced truck drivers come across is theft of cargo. When on the road, they are under continuous threat from burglars and armed robbers. Most cargo thefts occur during pit stops and breaks, where a passerby might make use of the opportunity for some quick bucks. The truck drivers have to be extremely careful and vigilant to safeguard their trucks as well as the cargo they are carrying. Although there is no handbook that can precisely lay down the guidelines to avoid cargo theft, there are some tricks and tips that truck drivers can utilize to keep their cargo safe. Type of cargo. According to research, certain types of cargo are targeted more by thieves, either because of their size or because of their market value. Electronic items like laptops and mobiles fetch a good amount in the black market and are also easy to carry. Other goods that are more frequently stolen are pharmaceutical drugs, food, clothing, and accessories. Truck drivers need to be extra cautious during breaks and rests, and up their security when transporting such type of cargo. Planning ahead. Seasoned truck drivers who have been on the job for long know the areas to avoid during their travel. Often many organizations also publish reports and surveys about places and roads, called as hotspots that are more likely to be targeted by robbers and hijackers. Researching and studying many reports can assist truck drivers in planning for the tour and breaks before they start. Employer protocols. Most trucking companies have their own security protocols that every truck driver is trained in and is required to follow constantly. The trucking companies also have a red zone and hotspots where they do not permit their drivers to take a break. The red zone is normally the first 200 miles or 4 hours of travel. This may differ according to the standards of the company. Hotspots are the areas that are liable to theft and hijacking. By adhering to these rules and avoiding to stop in threatening areas, truck drivers can keep their cargo safe. Pit stops and breaks. Possibilities of cargo thefts increases when the truck is not moving. But when the traveling hours are long, truck drivers need to stop and take a rest. This is the opportunity that the robbers wait for. It is advisable that drivers do not leave their trailer unattended for a longer period of time. However, if the situation arises, parking the truck in a well-lit area with its back up against a wall will make it difficult for thieves to get inside the trailer. If the driver is taking a rest inside the truck, keeping all the doors locked will ensure that no harm comes to them and the cargo. make the best of technology. Modern-day trucks are equipped with GPS tracking, and in more immediate times, with L devices that are useful in tracking the movement of the truck, in case it is hijacked. There are also access control devices like access cards, key fobs or keypads, definitely designed to cater to the trucking industry. These devices ensure that once the cargo is locked in the trailer, it cannot be accessed by anyone without the card, key, or the password. Having such technology protecting the cargo allows the truck driver to do his job peacefully, without worrying about thieves. As said earlier, there is no specific guide to combat cargo theft. However, by being attentive to the surroundings, reporting any suspicious activity, and not leaving the truck unguarded, drivers can greatly avoid the chances of a theft. How to reduce driver detention? Driver detention means an additional 2 hours or more in which the driver is allowed to load or unload cargo. Delays can cause a number of problems, including exceeding the legal driving time of 14 hours will affect the delivery time. Drivers may be pressured to speed up to make up for lost time, which increases the risk of accidents and other safety issues. Subsequent appointments for loading or unloading goods may be delayed, resulting in lost work. Driver retention is a major challenge in the transportation and fleet management industry and requires the joint effort of everyone involved. Here are some tips to help reduce driver arrests. Communication. It's always a good idea to keep in touch with the sender and receiver and inform them of upcoming meetings and scheduled times. Also, sending timely alerts about the location of the truck will help save everything for the approaching truck. Scheduling. If your truck needs to pick up cargo from multiple locations, schedule an appointment to account for unexpected delays. Adequate labor and tools. The use of additional labor and forklifts eliminates the possibility of delays. Furthermore, the cost of additional labor is always less than the cost of running the detention facility. Rationale. Most delays occur at loading and unloading points. Waiting time is greatly reduced when senders and receivers are responsible for delays and have to pay. If the delivery is delayed, we warn you that the shipment may be delayed and may have a negative impact on your business. Compensation. A proper compensation plan can reduce the chances of overtaking or speeding and keep drivers, property, and trucks safe. Technologies to help eliminate or reduce driver arrests are not yet available. However, fleet management and ELD applications can be used to improve driver and asset safety. Modern trucks are equipped with GPS tracking, and ELD devices are expected in the near future that will be useful for tracking the truck's movement in case of theft. There are also access control devices such as access cards, keys or keypads that are naturally designed to protect the cargo industry. These devices ensure that once the trailer is locked, no one can access it without a card, key or password. This cargo protection technology allows truck drivers to do their jobs without fear of thieves. Mobile asset management solutions using GPS tracking devices effectively manage vehicles to prevent vehicle misuse and monitor driver activity in real time. Natrac Incorporation has an easy-to-use fleet management platform that provides information on all hose violations. This information allows the driver to closely monitor for safety violations such as excessive acceleration or sudden braking. Based on the data from the platform, better safety programs can be developed to train drivers. Customize your ute with ute storage drawers. Every worker is different. Some work in the office, some outdoors, some camp and fish during the week, and some spend their weekends watching the scenery and the world go by. Because there are so many different people, everyone needs their own tools to do different things. Behind the desk, there should be a mobile office or shed for outdoor equipment or space to store construction equipment. Basically, they need storage space and you can stuff everything in the back of the oven and call it a day. But that solution doesn't work for long, so you need something else, like a drawer system. Ute wardrobes come in all shapes and sizes, from a six-drawer system that holds items in one of six drawers, to larger units with compartments to store your belongings. You can find most of the space you want. Otherwise, a simple custom order can often be made for you and your car. Because every ute and tradition is different, so are the storage requirements. One person may need 10 storage spaces to hold 10 items. Another person may need a larger drawer, and a third person may need a platform to place the refrigerator on. All these storage systems and so on. It can be given to you and your phone will do whatever it takes to store things. Imagine what life would be like if you could open a drawer and get what you need. Pre-wrapping will keep things in place and prevent them from getting lost between the floor and the seat. How many more camping trips, beach trips, or long hikes would you like to take if you knew you were ready? When you shop for drawers for sale, you're sure to find a beautiful drawer system that you'll want to install in your home. Whether you want several small drawers or a large set of drawers with dividers, choose the organizer that fits your lifestyle. Ute boxes vary considerably in price. They range from cheap imported thin devices to very expensive equipment. Buy Australian quality at a very reasonable price. Then you get premium storage, customizable partitions, and peace of mind at an affordable price. Every professional should find this box useful and you will never regret your purchase. So buy the box nearest you and install it. Thanks for staying through till the end. Bye.